This is Stateside. I'm Jennifer White, sitting in for Cynthia Canty. Navigating the court system can be time-consuming, intimidating, and let's be honest, overwhelming. But what if there was a way to resolve a minor civil infraction or a traffic ticket without stepping foot in a courtroom? J.J. Prescott is professor of law at the University of Michigan and co-director of the Empirical Legal Studies Center. He led the team that designed the Online Court Project, a first-of-its-kind technology. J.J., welcome.
Thanks for having me.
So instead of spending a chunk of my day trying to take care of that traffic ticket, this technology would help me resolve that dispute in minutes. Why did it take so long for technology like this to enter the court system?
To be honest, law is a confusing area generally for the public, and courts are run by judges and organized by judges who have been trained in a very particular way to deal with disputes, which is to get people in front of them, to try to get the information they need in front of them, and to make a decision with everybody there present. It's really the focus on in-person to try to get the information they need in front of them and to make a decision with everybody there present. It's really the focus on in-person ways of resolving disputes that has really hung us up in this area for so long.
So how did you first identify that there was a need or a use for this technology?
I think if you talk to almost anybody about their experience with the courts, other than jury duty, it's spent down in the court dealing with, hopefully a minor infraction, either a traffic infraction or some kind of outstanding fine or fee. And oftentimes people don't understand why. Well, sure, they can pay it. They can just, send in money. But if they have questions or if they think something is not quite right with how the ticket or the fine has been issued, they really don't know what to do. Sure, they could call a lawyer, but that's often prohibitively expensive. And so they get in their car and they go down to the courthouse. Sometimes they make an appointment in advance, but the appointment in advance is generally a cattle call type situation where you're asked to show up at 8:30 in the morning and the court will promise to get you out of there by 5, if at all possible. And then it just sort of proceeds in some sort of order that is inexplicable and not understood by most people. And a lot of people come out caring less about how it wound up being resolved and how much the situation lacked transparency, and they oftentimes really don't understand what just happened.
Hmm. So how does this technology change that interaction with the court system?
Really, it's an opportunity for litigants to have a guided interaction with decision makers. So oftentimes it's either a member of the government, a prosecutor, or perhaps a police department, and a judge that wind up making a lot of the decisions. And essentially, this allows litigants to raise questions, to ask for a change in their current status, and to do that in a way that's unlike just calling into the court and trying to call somebody, talk to somebody who can help them understand, or sending a random email in to somebody, if you can find such a thing anywhere on a court website. Instead, it asks the right questions, collects the right information from the litigant, and presents the right information and the request to the judge or the prosecutor and allows them to make the decision quickly and efficiently and oftentimes with better information than they otherwise would have.
So let's say, theoretically, of course, I get a speeding ticket. I'm going 5 or 10 miles over the limit. And so I've got this ticket in front of me. What would I do to use your technology?
Sure. So if our technology was in place in the area where you received your ticket, you would go to the court's website. You would find a place to enter in your infraction number or some other way to identify the dispute. And once you locate your dispute, you would request some sort of treatment. So if what you want is to contend that you weren't going as fast as the police officer said, or that you have a great traffic record and you're wondering whether or not this might be bumped down to something that won't put as many points on your license, something of that sort, that is where you would do it. So you'd ask for your ticket to be reviewed. You would have the opportunity to sort of explain the situation. And, the questions, after you answered the questions, your information would be sent either to a prosecutor or the police, and the police would add their 2 cents about how they want it treated. And if they are interested in helping you get to a different place with where your dispute had been, the information collected from both sides will be forwarded to a judge, and the judge will make a decision.
So what you're describing is something that happens from behind computer screens and keyboards, and I wonder whether there's anything lost in that lack of human interaction, being able to stand in front of someone face to face and, them being able to look at you and see you as a person as opposed to just, you know, text on a screen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This is a central core issue that this kind of technology is facing. And to be honest, one of the reasons why it's taken so long, a lot of people really value that aspect of resolving their disputes. But here's the thing. When the case is serious, there's a lot of value to in-person interaction. Judges can have time to sort of really evaluate the situation, take a look at the person, and to exercise their discretion. But for, you know, a large majority of what courts do, there is very little discretion being exercised. So even if you can get in front of a judge, the judge has very particular things that drive the decision the judge is making, and those things can be provided to the judge in much more efficient, quick, easy to digest ways. So, you know, rather than spending 6 hours waiting to get in front of a judge who will literally rubber stamp some decision that has essentially been pre-made, you know, we're presenting litigants and courts with the opportunity to sort of make it much easier on the litigant while at the same time actually giving more information to a judge. So judges will always have the opportunity, if they want, to say, you know what, I need more information. I'm going to not resolve this dispute over this system, and I'm going to encourage the litigant to come down to court. And of course, the litigant retains that option. But in our view, most of what is gained is outweighed dramatically by how costly it is for litigants to go down and how quick and rubber stamp like the decisions are once you're there.
So this project has been working as a pilot program in Washtenaw County. How has it been working? What have you heard from the litigant side of things and from the judicial side of things?
Well, we've had a pilot going on in Pittsfield Township so far, and I can tell you that the courts and the judges, in particular the magistrate that has been dealing with this, they've really enjoyed the technology. In their view, it makes their lives much easier. They had at the 14A 1 District Court a mediation program, an in-person mediation program, which they've now scrapped in favor of this technology. And it's a small-scale pilot, so, you know, there's a lot for us left to learn, and that's what we're hoping to do over the next few years. But at this stage, the court personnel and the judges are very happy with it. They get the information they need, and they make their decisions. Sometimes they're denying requests. Most of the times they're granting requests, which is great. That means certain litigants have saved hours and money to go downtown and or go down to the courthouse and try to resolve their dispute. They've been able to do it online. And in terms of actual litigants, one of our big concerns was whether or not litigants would actually use this sort of system, and it seems that they are. They are, and they're using it well. They're putting in the information that's necessary for the system to send them a text message or an email to confirm that their request has been received and to provide them with instructions if they have a request granted. And that's been fantastic. We have a lot more to learn about how to engage litigants with this sort of system. We're particularly concerned with making sure that everybody can access and use this system equally, and also that people come out of an interaction with the court system this way feeling as if they have been treated fairly and that their concerns have been addressed. And that's one of the parts of the technology we're really hoping to improve going forward.
You know, when we talk about implementing technology, we hear a lot about increased efficiency on the back end, but there's usually an upfront cost that has to be negotiated. Is this an expensive system to implement, and could that potentially be a barrier?
The biggest barriers, I think, to using this sort of technology are actually just going against what people are used to. We have a lot of people who work in the courts, and they've been doing things for a long time in a very particular kind of way. And technology like this is disruptive to the existing workflow of the courts. Once you get the system designed, once you figure out how judges want to see the information displayed, how best to have litigants interact with the courts, this is the great thing about technology is that it's scalable. It's the sort of thing that if you make it in a flexible way, additional courts will be able to adopt it fairly easily. We hope it won't disrupt their system so much. And as far as actually building the technology itself, you know, that me and my team are in charge of, it's much cheaper than you would expect. And the upside is quite substantial.
Ultimately, what kind of potential do you think this technology has to transform how the legal system works?
Our initial approach to this was, let's identify the kinds of transactions that are extremely routine and take up a lot of court resources, and figure out whether or not those decisions are really driven on both the government side and the judge's side and the litigant side by just a few pieces of information. Those are the low-hanging fruit, as it were. And every court has these kinds of low-hanging fruit. The biggest problem is, from our perspective, is that the types of low-hanging fruit in each court differ. You know, this is an open question for us, how easy it's going to be to adjust and adapt the system throughout the state of Michigan and hopefully nationally. But we're confident that, you know, that there's a core set of transactions, you know, that really are the same across courts, and that it shouldn't be too hard. But, you know, we still have a lot to learn.
J.J. Prescott is professor of law at the University of Michigan and co-director of the Empirical Legal Studies Center. He led the team that designed the online court project. J.J., thanks for speaking with us.
My pleasure.